And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hanalee Myers, and I'm here with Leland Rucker, longtime cannabis correspondent. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Always good to be here.
Okay, so we're going to stay in the lane of psychedelics a little bit today as well, looking at a new study as well as some survey data that has been around for quite a while, actually.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. There's some new research results that seem to show that the psychedelic compound in magic mushrooms, which is also known as psilocybin, in combination with talk therapy, shows promise as a treatment for people with alcohol addiction. The study was published this month in JAMA Psychiatry, and they found that patients taking psilocybin had an 83% decline in heavy drinking, while those who took a placebo experienced a 51% decline. So it's a percentage difference, you know. And the 2019 National Survey on Drug Use and Health reported that nearly 15 million people ages 12 or older have alcohol use disorder. That's a lot of people. And more than 140,000 people die every year from alcohol-related causes. And that makes alcohol the third leading preventable cause of death in the United States. So this is serious stuff. You know, this is stuff that we want to learn about. But this study involved 93 patients. They took part in two medication sessions, and they were separated by 4 weeks. Each participant received either psilocybin or a placebo without being told which one they got. And during their sessions, they were, quote, encouraged to lie on a couch wearing eye shades and headphones, providing a standardized playlist of music, the authors write. And they also had 12 psychotherapy sessions, 4 before they received any medication, 4 between the treatments, and 4 after the 2 doses. And interestingly, after each session, nearly all the study subjects were able to successfully guess whether they had received psilocybin or the placebo. Isn't that interesting? They could figure out whether they got the real thing or not.
Not surprised when they're not.
Yeah, and the author's right. Biased expectancies could have influenced results, so this issue remains a challenge for clinical research on psychedelics. It's something we got to remember, is that, you know, there are things that we have to look at when we look at studies and surveys. The study's lead author said that the next trial will include more than 200 participants. That's more than twice as many. And it'll test the efficacy of a single dose of psilocybin. It'll also use a different placebo, which is probably a good idea. They're going to use the vitamin niacin this time. And the FDA has approved the trial, and that'll be the largest one to study psilocybin-paired therapy for the treatment of alcohol use disorder. There was another study that's been released by the federal government. This is the one that's been around for a while. And it says that marijuana and hallucinogen use among young adults reached an all-time record last year after having leveled off during the first year of the coronavirus pandemic. And the findings are part of the government's annual survey of drug use among young Americans. And they also found that nicotine vaping and excessive alcohol consumption continued to climb in 2021 after a brief pause. And another worrying trend among young people ages 19 to 30 was mounting consumption of alcoholic beverages suffused with THC, which is the psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. And there's, you know, you can go to the store, there's all kinds of mixtures these days. It also found that cigarette smoking and opioid abuse among young adults dropped last year. And that's kind of got public health experts saying, well, that's a good thing, you know, because we've been talking about that for a long time, about cigarette use. And this survey was conducted from April to October 2021, so just last year. Now, the big question is, what can we draw from these studies? We see these things all the time. We see headlines all the time about studies. Well, first off, the first one we talked about was a study of 93 people. Now, you can say only 93 people or 93 people, but that's the number. And the update next year will have 200. And we'll get information. Definitely, we'll get information, but it's only information. There are no answers that are being given at this particular point in time. And the second one was a survey, And that means it relies on what people are telling you. And you always got to keep that in mind when you're reading headlines intended to lure you in. Well, how many people did it involve? Was it a survey? You know, was it a study? You know, think about these things when you see these headlines that promote, you know, cannabis will cure cancer, for instance. Well, it could, but that's not what you should be looking at, and that's not the kind of headlines that should be predominating. You should look at exactly what the study was. That study might have been of 9 people. It might have been of 3,000 people. Who knows?
It's nice now that at least we're seeing more of these studies as well, like you're saying. It seems like there's at least interest in making that data pool larger, and people want to know and see a better study, a better conducted study seems to be another thing people are asking for in this area.
Definitely. I mean, any study is helpful. You know, the studies say that more people are using marijuana. Many more people are comfortable saying they use cannabis because it's increasingly legal in the United States. Similar thing is at play with psychedelics. Many states and cities and counties are re-examining their policies in the last couple of years. Most of the things you read about psychedelics are mental health related.
So remind us how this conversation about psychedelics comes into play here in Colorado in November with Initiative 58.
So the initiative in Colorado would also decriminalize the use, possession, and gifting of psilocybin statewide. But folks not aligned with the initiative question the intentions of the measure, which is backed by New Approach. And if you look that up, that's a well-funded political action committee that helped legalize psilocybin in Oregon. And some of the people who are for psilocybin but not for the initiative, they believe the measure will lead to a corporate takeover of psychedelics that will make the substances more expensive and less accessible to people, and ultimately render treatment less equitable.
Because it'll only be accessible in a clinical setting, correct?
Correct. Correct. And going back to that initial one, that's what their setting was. They said that it was the setting that helped as well as the psilocybin. And so, should psychedelics be used only in a clinical setting? You know, the initiative on the Colorado ballot seems to advocate for that approach. I haven't read it myself. And even some psychedelic proponents are warning that the bill will give Big Pharma the major role. That's something that's been going around with cannabis and with psychedelics over the years. The one thing to remember is that these are just preliminary studies and surveys. They're not the complete answer. They're helpful, but they don't really answer the questions that we really need answered. They're helping. They're getting us along the way. I want to know whether psychedelics can actually help with mental health. I think everybody does. And we're moving in that direction. Can they be used to cure alcoholics? I'm really looking forward to the answer to that one.
Sure. We're taking the knowledge is power approach over here, and more data is better. So we'll continue to bring that to you on the first and third Thursdays of every month here on the Cannabis Report on KGNU. Leland, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hanley Myers.